Magic, Quantum Physics, or the Mind. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Magic, Quantum Physics, or the Mind. Stefan Stressley from Switzerland sent us a YouTube, which was quite imaginative, quite dramatic, and quite beautiful. This young Asian man was putting on a demonstration for a group of people, and it was being televised, and it was to a large audience that was shown at one point. And he sat at this circular table. He sat in the middle of it, and around it was heavy glass, maybe an inch thick or so. And it was really a quite impenetrable glass, and he was knocking on it and showing that it was really quite thick. Well, what this young man did was to make people think that coins, 3/4, were used in the experiment or the demonstration. And he had the demonstration show that the coins were put down through the glass and they came out on the other side in his hand, or that his hand actually reached down through the glass and picked up the coins and brought them to the top side of the glass. Well, now, much comes to mind of David Copperfield and his Ledger Domain. And of course, this young Asian man, very charismatic fellow, he had us watching him closely as he was demonstrating what he wanted us to think was happening. Now, was it really happening? Did he really have some special talent, some special genius about him that allowed him to do the apparently impossible? Or did he make us think that we saw it? Did he make us think that it was an appearance, that it was reality, whereas it was an illusion? Now, whether it was reality or whether it was illusion, it is always an illusion. It is always an appearance. Now, is that appearance what we call real? Or is that appearance what we call a sleight of hand? Or our mind doing tricks for us? This is something that we have to think about very seriously. For most of life is all a matter of illusions, and all a matter of life doing tricks for us. This young man was very confident, very capable, and he put on his show, and the people who were sitting around him within touching distance all felt quite confident that he was doing what he was doing. Or were they people who were sort of hypnotized into the idea that he could do it, and he did do it? And so they believed that he did it. And then this mutual audience of belief that he could do it transmitted itself to you and me watching the video and to the audience that was out there of several hundred people. Now, can he actually do that? And the answer is an unqualified yes. He can do that, and magicians have done that for centuries, and you and I have done that for an eternity. We have many illustrations of where we have thought something was true and it really was not. Where we believed something was true and it was not. And then there were other times we have believed something was true and it was. For instance, we have thoughts. And these thoughts are that people come into our mind, into our consciousness, and we say, isn't that interesting? I just thought about that person, and here they are on the telephone. Here they are visiting me. Here they are right in my presence. I just thought about them. Isn't it interesting that as I think of people or as I think of circumstances, I some way, in a strange manner, get involved in just those people and just those circumstances. And they not only become a thought in my mind, an illusion in my consciousness, but they become what I consider a touchable reality in my life experience. Now, you say, well, that's not the same thing as passing a coin down through a table, or putting your hand down through this solid glass table and having it pick up the coins and come up through the table and do it. Well, I say to you that it's not as strange as it seems. He merely has taken this talent he has of making people think he's doing things when he's not. The more deft, adept magician that we have, the more he makes us feel all sorts of things. Now, David Copperfield has taken himself to great levels of competence and great levels of demonstration, and he gets people to think things are so where they're really not so. He gets people to think that an elephant is present, or the Empire State Building has disappeared, or a train is appearing in front of you, and maybe that it's actually there. And then he makes it appear that it's not actually there, that it disappears. How can he do that? How can he do that? How can this young Asian man make these coins move through the table and appear in places below the table and above the table? How could he do that? He had a limited area of his portfolio. He had a limited area in which he was demonstrating his talent and his ability and his legerdemain, and he truly made many people believe that he did it. In fact, the TV audiences who watch it on YouTube will think surely that he did it, because all the evidences were there. Now, as we consider the evidences, what are we considering? We are considering the illusions. We are considering the illusion that it's there and it's not there, that it's here and it's not here, that it's going through there and it's not going through there, and it's down below and it's above. Now, you say, well, that's not such a big deal. No, it's not such a big deal. But it is a demonstration of how our mind functions, and how our thinking functions, and how our world functions. Some might call it quantum physics, which is a very lovely word for it. But what is quantum physics? Quantum physics is merely the recognition of mental talents, mental capabilities, in a demonstrable form. You and I do this all the time. We do this every time we think. I walk with my dog on my meditation path, and he's off wandering into the bushes looking at various things. And I think to myself, Rex, walk with me now. And no more than a moment later, and sometimes less than that, he appears walking beside me or in front of me. He's right with me. I have spoken my word, and he has appeared. I'm a great magician, aren't I? I'm a great legerdemain man. I'm a quantum physicist. And all that is very true. And everyone else is too. Everyone has done something of this nature quite often in their life. We all do it quite often in our life. And as we do it in our life, we are doing something rather spectacular. But how many of us are so confident? That's a good point. Are so confident in our talent, in our ability, in our experience of saying something is done and it's done, to have it be done. Are we a person who, every time I think of my dog, Rex, walk with me now, and he appears? Does he appear every single time I say it? Every single time out of the many times that I say it, as I walk the path each day, 365 days of the year? Is he there every single time I say it or think it? No. Sometimes he comes a little later. Sometimes he comes whenever he feels like it or whatever. But not every time. Now, why doesn't it happen every time? Well, it doesn't happen every time because I have not that 100% conviction within myself that when I speak my word and say, Rex, walk with me now, that he walks with me. I have a little whistle. That is my mouth. I whistle with it. And I had a big whistle years ago, but today I have a little whistle. And so when I whistle with my little whistle, Rex hears that little whistle. He can be across an entire field. He can be up on top of the mountain, and I am down below, and he can hear it, and he comes dashing down to me because he hears my whistle. Now, does he hear my whistle physically? Do his ears actually pick it up? Well, I send that message to him that I want him to come, and he comes. Now, whether it's my whistle that he hears, or whether it's my insistence that I'm sending this message and he follows it, whatever the case may be, my confidence in myself is demonstrated in the fact that Rex appears. Now, you say that's hardly as exciting as having a coin go through this glass, having a coin appear below and above and putting your hand down through the glass and having people see your hand and touch your hand down there and know that it's really your physical hand and not a dummy hand or something. But how do you do that? But it's all sleight of hand. But yes, it can be done. No. We know that people can walk on fire. And we know that people cannot walk on fire. We know that people can walk on cool, wet moss. And we know that people cannot walk on fire. If any person ever says that they are walking on fire, they get burned. Because their mind thinks the fire is hot. Now, if you take a cold knife from the refrigerator, and then you see, have another knife, and you take that knife and you lay it on a red-hot stove. And then the person is looking at you now. You say, close your eyes, I'm going to touch you. And so they close their eyes. And you take the knife from the refrigerator that is all cold and really cold, and you put it on this person, on their forehead or on their arm, and they have a burn. Because they thought the knife was laying on that red hot stove. People who think that they're walking on fire, when they're walking on fire, because they think they're walking on red hot on cool wet moss, they get burned the minute they change their attitude, even so slightly and so apparently unimportantly, but definitely, from the cool wet moss to the red hot coals. Legerdemain, sleight of hand, the acts of a magician are merely a man or a woman who has chosen to be so demonstrable in what they believe, in their little game, in their little project, that they could make themselves believe they're doing it. And when they make themselves believe they're doing it, they can make an audience believe they're doing it. Now, they practice sometimes quite diligently, quite a long time. And other times they almost instantly pick up the ability to do this wonderful magic, this wonderful act of quantum physics. Now, can you do it? Can I do it? Certainly, we do it all the time. Do we want to be a magician? No, we haven't made that our talent. We haven't made that our experience. I've known many magicians, and I know many magicians. People who do wonderful things with their mind, with my mind, and with the mind of their audience, and they're quite remarkable. We went to see David Copperfield, and in his performances, he performed feats that were absolutely impossible to perform, but he performed them. Now, whether he took time and made it different, whether he did things in such a manner that we thought it was at one time and it really was at another time, whatever he did with the professionalism of being a magician and knowing that he could do it, and he did it beautifully and well. time is something that in our minds it is not really too stable. We can tell ourselves that we are living in this moment here, and it is today, and it is now, and it is this hour. And then someone comes along and says, or a smell comes along and it reminds us of something at another time. Or a sound comes along, like some music, and we hear a piece, and it takes us right back to our high school days where we were dancing at the prom. We hear a cow, and we remember as we walk through the fields, and we walk through the farmer's fields, and we heard the cows lowing in the pasture. It's the same thing that we're hearing now, and our mind takes us back there. Only for a second, maybe longer, and we are timeless. It's not too difficult to realize how that happens. It is more difficult to realize the technique that is used for it, or the proposition that's used for it, that will say to us that this is what it's all about. We have the ability to do wonderful things. And this young Asian man did wonderful things on his video. And if you go on YouTube and look up magic and look up ledger domain, look up these things, there'll be all sorts of illustrations that'll come to your attention. And if, like Stefan, someone sent him this wonderful illustration and he sent it on to one of his friends, how wonderful that is. It's really quite exciting when you realize that this type of thing is something that we can do. We do, but we don't always do it the way we want it. Now, with that same ledger domain, with that same genius, one-pointedness, we can demonstrate perfect health. We can demonstrate perfect relationships. We can demonstrate abundance. We can demonstrate all the things that make life in the human way exciting and enjoyable. But what we have done, we have not made ourselves dedicated, disciplined, one-pointed in our approach to the problem, to the experience. It's not a problem, it's just an experience. And as this young man, he made himself quite talented in that particular field of ledger domain. Now, if he were to take that same talent, that same intensity, that same study, that same ability, and apply it to perfect health for himself or the world, he'd be called a wonderful healer. If he applied it to independent wealth, he'd be called a very wealthy man. And it'd be nothing to it, because the step from one aspect of using the principle to another aspect is right there. And it's right for us to enjoy. It's right for us to use and to really be excited about. Ledger domain, magic, quantum physics, calling the dog, we do it all the time. Take this wonderful opportunity for yourself and put it to work in your life and watch the magic of what others do become commonplace for what you do too, because it is done unto you according to your belief, and I believe that truly. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.